O'Rourke peddles the usual leftist platitudes in announcing White House bid. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, March, 14, 2019. A man whose greatest accomplishment to date is losing a Senate race thinks he should be president. Robert Francis O'Rourke, who goes by the moniker Beto, announced his expected run for the White House yesterday after months of what Vanity Fair called his striptease, during which he tantalized forlorn leftists everywhere with the dream of another Barack Obama. Indeed, Beto backers began comparing him to the former president right after O'Rourke lost his race to incumbent Republican Ted Cruz. "I want to be in it," he told Vanity Fair. "Man, I'm just born to be in it." Loss was a victory. Losing a race to Cruz apparently gave him and others the idea that he was destined for greater things. As the New York Times explained, the former congressman's near-miss Senate run last year propelled him to Democratic stardom, and he's betting that voters will prize his message of national unity and generational change in a 2020 primary teeming with committed progressives. Question is, how good a bet is that, given that he comes to the 2020 race with few notable legislative accomplishments after three terms in the House representing El Paso, the Times observed. And in a primary so far defined by big-ticket policy ideas, like the economic agendas of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, Mr. O'Rourke enters without a signature proposal that might serve as the ideological anchor of his bid. True enough, but he does have a lock on putatively inspiring politispeak. His video announcement offered little more than platitudes and vague, very vague, nostrums likely based upon the Green New Deal, the totalitarian plan that would destroy the country via requirements for unreliable and very costly energy sources and high-speed trains, which was hatched by the radical left and its puppets in Congress, including the eloquent genius who has mastered using the word like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. O'Rourke supports the collectivist plan, but left that point out of his talk. "The coming election is a defining moment of truth for this country and for every single one of us," he said to begin his announcement, continuing using all the right buzzwords to establish progressive street cred. "We Americans face an interconnected crisis in our economy, our democracy, and our climate that will either consume us or afford us the greatest opportunity to unleash the genius of the United States of America." Some thought the genius of the United States had been unleashed at least by 1789, but at any rate, this moment of peril, he said, produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it. Then came the inevitable. "The system," he suggested, "is broken, and so, we can begin by fixing our democracy, and ensuring that our government works for everyone, and not just for corporations. Of course, every single American will get health care, and in keeping with the call for open borders, all of us can acknowledge that if immigration is a problem, it's the best possible problem for this country to have. And we should ensure that they're all lawful paths to work, to be with family, and to flee persecution." Actually, all of us can't and won't acknowledge such an absurdity, but at any rate, O'Rourke said, "We must confront hard truths of slavery and segregation and suppression in these United States of America, as if that has not been done." That might well show what happens when either a candidate or his speechwriters don't know history. Then he rang the alarm bell about climate change, and perhaps most importantly of all, because our very existence depends on it, we can unleash the ingenuity and creativity of millions of Americans, who want to ensure that we squarely confront the challenge of climate change before it's too late. "Mr. Trump, tear down this wall." Among the Obama-like candidates' prescriptions are again, the Green New Deal, as well as tearing down the flimsy border barrier between the United States and Mexico and completely opening the borders. How he would handle the millions of unemployed, illiterate, diseased, and criminal Mexicans and Latin Americans who would flood the country, he did not say. Perhaps he will unleash the genius of the United States of America. Whatever the case, Beto is running, man, because he was just born to be in it. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.